I give the president credit for trying as in his job as president. So the president is three different people to me. One, he's doing his best as commander-in-chief and president of our country. Right. It's not an easy job. There's no right answers. It's hard. Two, he's a campaigner. So the minute he gets in front of a big campaign crowd, he's saying stuff that, you know, he's a salesperson. He's selling.
Right.
That's another thing. I don't always agree with what he says there, and I'll say so. Three, he's a Twitter troll.
He's a troll, right?
Yeah. And when you troll, that's just the way it is.
Really...
Look, if he wasn't a Twitter troll, and if he took out the last two and just all we saw was him doing his job,
right.
He might go down. I'm not going to agree with everything he does. No one ever agrees with everything. He might go down as a good president. But all the other things distract from doing the job.
And we have a problem with that third one, especially. Now, campaigner-in-chief, they're all that. I mean, Barack Obama was a campaigner.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's part
and
of
look,
the
And look, I have plenty of problems with Obama when he was out there campaigning and saying stuff I didn't agree with, too.
Now, in past interviews, I think it's the last one. It hadn't been a year. You've been here recently, but you said that... Yeah, I may run for president. I'm not going to vote for Trump because I'm paraphrasing.
That's fine.
I'm paraphrasing. That you're worried about your children's future. Are you still?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wouldn't you be? I mean, look, there's probability in life, right?
Yeah.
There's no 100% certainties.
Right.
And up until November 8th, we should have been worried about North Korea, but maybe out of sight, out of mind, and maybe it's just more realistic now. But I wasn't quite as worried about bombs from North Korea as I am now. I wasn't, you can argue about climate change, but I'm not a scientist, but I can tell you, I think there's a better than 1% chance that climate change is real, which means my kids and their kids, future kids, are going to be put at risk, and I think they're at more risk right now. Now, do I think that's the greatest threat to mankind like some do? No, but I think it's a greater risk than it was. That concerns me. And so, again, it's not that the president can't get to the point where he'll fix these things.
Right.
He possibly can. But I think right now he's so concerned about politics and how he looks that concerns me. When he's busting his ass in the White House trying to get things done, I love the fact he's reducing regulation.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that
as a businessman, you gotta love that.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't agree with all of them.
Right.
Right. I think some of the EPA stuff should stay, but at least he's trying. Right. At least he's trying to reduce taxes. And again,
simplifying the tax code.
Yeah, I think that's great. I don't agree necessarily with his approach to the tax code, but simplifying is an absolute requirement.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
So there's a lot of positive things that he's doing, and I want to give him credit for. Now, if he wasn't the campaigner-in-chief and he wasn't the Twitter troll, we'd be having a completely different conversation.
I wish he didn't have Twitter. I wish he didn't have Twitter.
I do the same.
His way of thinking, and I think his daughter even said that, was that that allows him to kind of cut through the stuff that he can't control.
See, that unfortunately, that's not the case, right? Because fewer than 15% of adults in America have Twitter.
That's true. It is.
Right. And so once he tweets something, he loses control of the narrative. Mm-hmm. So it goes to everybody else to discuss what he said on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So, on one hand, when he talks about, having a finite amount of aid going to Puerto Rico, if he would have just sat down and said, look, we're going to do all we can.
Yes.
We need to help.
Yeah.
But at some point, right, we have to prepare them for when we pull out.
Right.
And we need to get them to the point where they can be self-sustaining.
Instead of saying we can't be there forever.
Right. Because if you have a relative in Puerto Rico, you live in Dallas and you have family in Puerto Rico, you're still freaking out.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And to hear that and not have any substance behind it. President Trump's biggest challenge in my mind right now is he doesn't get into anything of substance to explain anything he tweets.
Doesn't go real deep down in it.
Never.
Not a deep dive.
Never.
Just not the way
he's
going
to operate. And at the end of the day, the whole reason I think he got elected is to help working families improve their perspective, their position in life. He hasn't done that yet. I don't think the tax cuts as designed will do that. That's going to be a challenge for him.